You are familiar by now with the aspect of the doe. You know what it is to slip your token on, to feel it against your body, wear it and experience a mild uptick in submission and relaxation, in the serenity of self and the peaceful pause of the doe, to pause your life for a moment and feel warm and soothed, utterly in the moment. And that's good. That's an escape of sorts, but also a pleasurable enhancement, a new viewpoint. The aspect of self that we have tucked away for later experience, experimentation, exploration and enjoyment, perhaps even in cooperation with a trusted partner. You'll find new ways to feel, be, and enjoy in your doe aspect. And we're going to talk about enhancing it, that sense of the doe. Your mind even now relaxes to a place where you can open up the settings for the doe token embedded in your mind and copy them to a new template that we will toy with and improve. You should already have an object in mind, something even more representative of that deep, submissive, feminine doe mindset you want to explore. Something more representative than the token was. Something you and any partner, lover, companion you trust may use to help you into that state of absolute serenity, and the accompanying pliable need to follow requests, orders, commands, even the implied desires of a trusted person. Of course, as always, the doe aspect which pleasurably descends over you, even now, will depart if circumstances are unsafe for it to remain. But usually it will be safe, and if it is safe, and quiet, peaceful, then the splendid, joyous tingling of your waiting mind, becoming enamored with docility, will be there instead. It is similar to when you wear your doe token, but much more so. The concept of your graceful serenity, of your docile submission, of your sensitive pleasure, all of it is turned up with the emblem that you envision now. All of it merges and encourages you to sink into that mindset. Let the aspect descend over you and experience it as fully as you can. If someone is there who you trust enough that the doe aspect will remain once it descends, then you will attune to the interests of that trusted person who is present when you are like this, their desires, submitting utterly, because the emblem takes you even further to a docile, easily led kind of place than the token did. Docility raised up to an art form. Indeed, elevating the effects of the ordinary token is what will inevitably happen, what is inexorably going to flow into you when you don this new emblem, this new item, this new trigger, is the purest aspect of the doe. The rules, standards, and framing for that feminine, docile, graceful, sensitive, submissive creature. It is all the same as always. When you wear this new object, what we will call an emblem for our purposes, more potent, more connected to the aspect of the doe than the token was. The token is mild. This new object is anything but. You designate it now. Think of it now. Visualize it in your mind. Trust in that token we have laid out and chosen. Trust and feel pleasure. A symbol that then expands to become that emblem. The new object you designate builds on what was established by the old, a symbol you have chosen to trust. To trust in the feminine doe mindset. The beauty and sensitivity. Serenity and docile mind. You want the docile doe to descend, so you can exist in the purity of sensation and submission that is its breaching escape into your body and mind, washing away all unnecessary things with the purity of the aspect, an aspect created and installed, and now accessible. Of course, the new emblem will work in cooperation with the same general rules as the original token. When you wear it, the doe aspect descends in pleasure and joy and relaxation. That's how it's supposed to be. This token will give you the original mild submission, serenity, and sensitivity. The emblem will enhance them so much more, deluging you with the pleasant feeling of feminine serenity, grace, submissive pliability, docile peace within. Everything will be right and good, and you will want to keep it in progress, to keep everything going on the way it was. You want to continue once you enter the state of the docile doe. You can wear the token when you wish to be only mildly caressed by the doe's aspect, slightly more sensitive, a bit more docile, a bit more submissive, more proud of your feminine form, its grace and peace. Then the emblem, the one you're focusing on now, it is much more significant. You visualize and build the image of it in your head. You think of this emblem and tell your mind that when you wear it, when you don the emblem you are inviting into your mind now, you relax into the full doe aspect. As always, you will only stay that way while it is safe and comfortable to be the feminine, submissive, sensitive, graceful, docile doe. But when you are in that mind state, you may, even more than before, when you had just the token, now with the assistance of this new emblem you envision, you will see your body with tiny doe affectations from the aspect descending. Tail, or fur, or small changes like your eyes darkening, and a peaceful grace seeming to be about your muscles, accentuating your movements. All is well, and reassuring when you are within that aspect, descending on your mind like a warm fog that simply suspends obligations, as the doe stillness is your element. So of course, being docile, waiting and experiencing the world, will be all that you need. You can exist and live peacefully in the moment. Those same elements which existed before will remain, and indeed only become more intense when you have the emblem. Feel the connection between these words, your mind, and the mental image of that emblem, a powerful connection to the doe. Stronger than what was established before, a more powerful and more consuming state of serene grace. The doe aspect waits, stored, able to be drawn forth by wearing the token or the emblem. Mild or strong, either way, we should know what it would mean to intensify the interesting properties of the doe aspect mindset. First, the state of mind itself. A general feeling of serenity, enjoyment of your feminine body. The doe makes you happy in your form, makes you enjoy it, and puts you in a place of peaceful self-exploration. The enjoyment is automatic. As soon as you realize that the doe aspect is descending, It just feels so good and right to be you, to be in your skin, to exist as you and as you are and will continue to be. The moments will tick by in docile, serene grace, and now the feeling is overpowering, absolute, undeniable. Once you don your emblem, it is impossible for you to do anything other than exist in pleasured doe aspect grace. From the moment you don the emblem, which symbolizes your submissive connection, to the moment it must be removed due to anything else requiring your attention or any interruptions, in the time in between, feel connection. Contrast and compare how much more intense and overriding this feeling is, so much stronger than a mere token. Serenity is absolute. Think about how good it would feel to sink deeply every time you don the emblem and allow docility to descend. For the moment to be the only moment, the serenity of the doe reassuring you about the loveliness of your own body, your own features, and your mind finding itself indulging in a submission maybe normally set aside and repressed. The mind has safety mechanisms, measures to keep you safe and peaceful, satisfied and able to continue on with a comfortable life. But sometimes that can mean self-exploration. Really seeing yourself from another viewpoint becomes impossible. You want to explore with another aspect, set everything else to the wayside and be the doe for a while. And so to explore that, the first thing you do is make this deal with your mind, defining for yourself when the doe aspect will descend with its serene, docile grace. That's what the token did for you. And when the aspect will become so strong, it's the only thing in your mind. That's what the emblem is going to do for you now. If you want to explore the things the aspect of the doe brings out, then you have a good reason to focus on and build up the effect of the emblem within your mind. The token put you a little bit in touch with some interesting and interrelated concepts built into the aspect of the doe. Grace, docility, sensitivity, serenity, a somewhat submissive and very feminine feeling of security and confidence in yourself that flows into you when you wear your token, to a moderate degree. But the impact and implication of your emblem will be so much more. Picture it clearly, and in each of these cases, assign the lesser impact to the token and the greater to the emblem, locking them in your mind. The moment you don your emblem, you will feel the doe mindset descending. As long as it is safe, and the doe need not dart away, your mind and body will sync up with those thoughts and concepts that you tie to the emblematic totemic image of the doe, filling your head. And it's a good feeling. There is pleasure in designating time apart and separate, to be and become the doe, to let the submissive, sensitive, graceful, serene presence lock into your mind. There it shall remain until requirements make you take it off, or someone tells you to, or until it is no longer serene and the doe must eventually depart. Otherwise, why would you ever stop that sensitivity, that perfection, especially if you have someone to provide orders, requests, guidance, serenity, the feeling of comfort in your body, and peace in the moment, like your muscles move more easily, all obstructions and discomforts fading away in the cooling massage of the doe's calm regard. an aspect from within, serene and in the moment. And as the moment is nurturing and restorative, you will wish it to serenely continue. Once you don your emblem, you will remain as you have become, imbued throughout with the need to simply drift along, enjoying who you are in that moment, the feminine, beautiful, darting self descending from where it resides, anchored in the emblem you will wear. See that emblem in your mind. Encode it with serenity. When the serenity is disrupted, either by obligation or no longer quite being safe enough, you will then return to your normal self and remove the emblem. But otherwise, you'll allow it to continue on. You will be serene in your aspect of the Doe, wearing your emblem, the absolute placid stillness of you. And with stillness comes docility, docile peace, more enhanced than it was with the token. Visualize that emblem in your mind and link serenity and docility to it. The pliable desire to do whatever you're asked to do. Your body just seems, with the addition of the emblem, to unconsciously follow along with any command or request from a trusted partner. The Doe aspect is very pliable, easily led, easygoing. The Doe aspect makes you willing to do what you're asked or told to do. Willing to be pliable, willing to be led, while in a place of calm safety. After all, the rewards for finding enjoyable things to do in that docile, still, serene place are so very great. When you don your emblem, the powerful influence of the Doe flows over you. It makes you more aware of your body, and therefore even small touches set off powerful reactions. The brush of your own, or a lover's hand, across your form, is enough to send pleasant shivers up your spine, and make white-hot energy leap across the pleasure center of your brain. That's why you are docile, still, ready and accepting. You follow what you're asked. The essence of the aspect of the Doe, enhanced and brought on by this emblem, is docile as well as serene. It rewards you by your body's intense sensitivity, which the emblem brings out to such a degree that even the brushing of air across your skin is perilously sensual. Sensitivity grows the longer you stay like this. That's true, too. It's part of your reward. When you put on your emblem, your body shivers. Even the air against your skin makes you arch and experience pleasure simply by existing. This is yet another reason you might exist in serene, docile state, waiting and being touched by the air, by your hands, by your body in its pleasures. Sensitivity increases as time goes by. The longer you wait in a state of serene docility, willing to be led, the more sensitive your emblem will make you when you put it on, until you're eventually just there in the moment, more firmly in the moment when arousing, enticing mental pleasure flows from the stimulation of your sensitive body. Indeed, such a sensitive, stimulated body exists to be appreciated, to feel the aspect guiding you to where you want to go. Where you need to go inside your mind and for your body. Grace leads to appreciation of yourself. Serenity gives you the time to just enjoy who you are when you let your Doe aspect descend and become the calm creature of feminine peace and sensitive body and easy movement. So, anchor that sensitivity to the emblem you already have a clear image of in your mind. You know what it does when you wear it, makes the Doe aspect descend. When you wear your Doe emblem, you feel your skin grow more sensitive. so even a gentle caress is magnified into a loving and thorough massage of your pleasure center. You are more receptive to pleasure, but also to touch in general, to information provided by your senses. In the Do emblem state, your senses become more powerful, more interconnected. You might pause to touch yourself or objects in your environment for a long time, feeling every detail. Even simple food or drink would become a magnificent explosion of color and taste on your tongue and in your mind. Sensitivity coupled with serenity and comfort in your form, coupled with the docility to just stay this way. Once you put on your emblem and the dough aspect descends, you would need a very good reason to take it off and remove that aspect. A very good reason indeed. And so that form, sensitive, docile, serene, submitting and following, existing in the moment, able to feel more deeply and decidedly feminine and beautiful. This isn't a complete transformation, not even with the more powerful and influential emblem. But femininity is a core aspect of the Do, and you will find yourself appreciating the feminine movements and set of your body, connecting to what your mind idealizes as the Do aspect's appropriate shape. And the minor physical aspects of the Do may appear in the corner of your vision or in the mirror. You might see a tail flicking just above your buttocks if you check by turning your head, or in a mirror. You might feel like tawny fur all over your body is sending pleasant sensations to your brain. You might see a stripe of white on or around the tail. You might see anything that enhances the Do aspect, or reifies it and reinforces everything about it, which feels good. This form exists as a stored response, and when you wear your emblem, you know exactly what will happen. Your eyes may half-lid at that moment. You may breathe a little more deeply and comfortably, feeling the aspect descend and your body know the purity of sensation. Even breathing deep, filling your body with everything the Do can feel. All of these things will make you tingle and feel pleasure. Even deeply breathing sends more information to your brain than your body's sensitivity can normally convey. The function of this form is to give you time apart, to explore being in an altered state, but also to explore submission. So anything normally buried, anything normally unaccessed, will be available to the docile Do and a partner you trust enough to don your emblem near. All of it together. The perfection of the Do is useful, important, pleasurable, pliable, wonderful, feminine. And when you wear the emblem, you've locked all these sensations too. The presence of the Do is absolute.